Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, which is called Steps to the Spirit. This is season number 4 for us, and episode number 17. And my name is Chuck. The title of this episode is The Promises, Part Number 13, Promise Number 11. Now, as a reminder, let me tell you what promise number 11 is. It says, I will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle me. So now, again, I'm sorry, I just can't help reiterating over and over again in each episode that this program is a God-given program. Bill Wilson didn't just sit down one day and jot things down and say, oh, I'll make up these 12 steps. He didn't do that. As it turns out, as far as I know, his friend Ebby had come over that evening and left him with a list. And I believe there are like 6 things on that list that were similar to the steps. And Bill Wilson, improved on or added to those 6 and ended up with the 12 steps in the program. And I sincerely believe with all of my spirit that this program was inspired by God. Anyway, let's talk about knowing how to handle situations that baffled me before. As I've told you before, my addiction was alcohol, and my modus operandi was actually to wear armor. No, not regular armor like a knight would wear, but I would wear a similar coat of armor on myself, on my true self. Why did I wear that armor? Well, I wore it so that other people would never be able to see the terrible person that I really knew I was. You know, synonymous phrases that you could have used with me, Chuck, would have been low self-esteem or low self-worth. So think about it. If I walk out, for examples for this, when I was a kid in the Bronx and going to school, I went to parochial school, so we always had to wear a shirt and tie and a jacket and, pressed pants, nice shoes, all of that. But I was exceptionally aware of how I looked. And I always thought that by looking good, it was part of my armor, that I could hide what was really me, what was really inside, and not let it show to the world. And it went on like that. After I was out of high school, I got kicked out of high school, and I had already started drinking and ran away to from the Bronx. We got on a plane, me and a friend of mine who decided to run away too, to San Juan, Puerto Rico. That was quite the adventure. But anyway, I always tried to put on this armor and so that you couldn't see who I was. And I always felt, which I was pretty much, a phony. And so where it says in this promise that I would learn how to handle situations that I was baffled by before, I was truly baffled. Social situations in particular. I didn't date very many girls when I was younger, nor did I date very many when I got in my younger adult years. I was insecure. I would never think that somebody would really want to, say, go out with me. But that was different now when I periodically had my drunks and would meet somebody as I was drinking or as I was feeling better about myself, that was different. And I could ask a girl out, ask a girl to dance. Dances were horrific for me. I remember when I was in grammar school, we had a dance where they invited girls from a girls' school, and it was like torture. I didn't want anybody to see me. I could dance. I would never approach a girl to dance. And even when I went to college later in life, I did a lot of drinking in between. And in one of my sober, a couple of my sober years, I went to a place called Northern Essex Community College. But I very rarely mingled or spoke to anyone because, again, what did I have to offer to anybody or any conversation? So these, when I think back on it, were situations that baffled me. I didn't know how to handle this because I never grew up living these kinds of situations. And maybe I would have become involved in one of the situations and gotten shot down or was silly maybe or said something crazy or who knows. But I would have learned from that like most people do. And you learn the next time, well, I'm going to be a little smarter in this situation than I was in the last one. But those are people who don't have alcohol or drugs or other addictive problems that interfered with them acting normally, interfered with them handling situations in a good way. When I worked on jobs, it was the same story. Even when my first job, I think, was with a place called Associated Foods in the Bronx. And I tried, you know, they wanted to teach me how to run the register when I was only like 13 years old, 14. But the guy that owned the store was a pretty cool guy, but he wanted me to learn the register. But you know what I like to do? I like to take out orders. I like to deliver orders, and they weighed a ton. I could take a basket of one of those shopping carts with me. But some of them are like egg cartons, and I have to carry them on my shoulder up four or five flights of stairs. But I didn't mind because I could work myself. You know, I didn't have to deal with people so much. Later on, when I got office jobs and things like that, I was a loner. I was always a loner. And I just didn't know how to handle the situation. I didn't know how to handle myself. And I certainly didn't want to let people get to know me because, you know, the real me was really bad. I know now, after working in this program and having a new way of life, that the real me wasn't really any worse and probably better than a lot of other people. After I did my four-step inventory, well, that really was pretty negative and okay. Then I did the fifth step and talked to somebody that said, you know, you're not a whole lot different than other people. And this is somebody who listened, was a counselor and heard a lot of fifth steps and things like that. And they said, you know, you have a great life ahead of you. And I decided to really accept the fact that I had to surrender to God in order to do that. And that I was already learning that I was I could be an okay individual. But by surrendering to God, by coming to believe in God, now, wow, I wasn't just a better human being, but I was learning how to be almost fearless. And I jump into situations now where maybe I shouldn't jump into them so quickly, but I'm not worried. And you know what? The big thing is that this 12-step program this way of life has enabled me through my spirit to eliminate almost all fear. Ultimately, that's what kept me from being able to handle situations, and that's why they baffled me, because I was full of fear. And now, being with God, being with my spirit, learning to take a hard look at myself and trying to operate the way God wants me to operate, turn my will and my life over to the care of God in the third step, and now I really have very little fear. Well, my friends, that's about it for this promise. And next time, I'll be talking about the final promise, promise number 12. And then we'll kind of go over a synopsis of all of the promises in the last one or two parts. Okay, well, thank you for listening. I appreciate you being a podcast listener. And till next time, so long.